Hello and welcome to another episode of Live the Adventure Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Fullen, assistant producer here at Heirloom Audio Productions. I was very honored when Bill asked me to host today's show because it is with a couple people that I hugely respect and admire. Very excited to introduce to you Chris Anthony and her daughter, Kelsey Lansdowne. Chris and Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. We're excited to be a part of this today. So I'm ready if you're ready.
I am ready. Just a quick background. One of the reasons I was thrilled to be hosting this, I'm a huge, for those of you who know me, huge audio drama fan. And Chris Anthony is the voice of Chris, the host of Adventures in Odyssey. And Chris played the role of Mary Lee in our recent drama with Lee and Virginia. So back in the day, I used to listen to Adventures, still do, mind you, but listen to Adventures in Odyssey very, very frequently. Always participated in their contests. Chris, do you remember the Last Chance Detectives win a trip to be in an Odyssey contest?
Oh, yes, of course I do. Yeah, don't tell me you won that, did you?
I didn't win it, no. But I was a runner-up, so I was pretty happy about that. I took one of the runner-ups. And one time, I submitted a demo tape to Paul McCusker, who's one of the writers and producers of Adventures in Odyssey. And he wrote me a personal letter back and gave me some advice about VO work, said it was great. Gave me some ideas. So I was just really involved with audio drama. I love audio drama. I live and breathe audio drama. So this was a thrill.
And here you are.
I know, and now here I am.
Yeah, I'm so glad because it's like that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
And I happen to know you're quite amazing at composing music too. So.
Well, thank you. I do enjoy that as well. So just a thrill to be here with you and Kelsey. And basically, I'd like to start with just how did you both get your start in voiceover work?
Well, I can speak for myself. Voiceover work for me has been many, many years ago. I actually started my pursuit of acting, you know, first. So I used to be more on camera, in front of the camera, and then I don't know how. I think God just turned a corner for me, and I started to do more voice work. And what I found was when you do voice work, it's so much more freeing because, you know, you're not limited to your image and what you look like. I was able to do characters, old women, and I could do voices for bugs and animals and you know, boy voices and I don't know. I just think voiceovers is just so much more exciting because it's limitless. You know, you can be anything and anybody you want to be.
Right.
And I just really find that to be so much more fun.
I tend to agree. And how did you get your start with Adventures in Odyssey, Chris? How did that come about?
Oh my gosh, Adventures in Odyssey 28 years ago.
Wow.
We're actually entering we are 28 years now. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it was a very sweet beginning. I had a friend or two that thought of me for the job, for the hostess. I was actually driving into a studio and I was on my way out of it and I had a little Christian fish. You know the little fish that you see on bumpers?
Mm-hmm.
This is almost 28 years ago. And he had asked me, he goes, would you like to audition for a new project that's coming up? And he says, it's with Focus on the Family. He saw that little fish on my car. I thought, this might be a connection with, you know, something she believes in. So I actually went in, sat in a chair, and auditioned for this this audio drama that was, I mean, brand new. No one, you know, hadn't been out. I think they titled it first Odyssey USA. It hadn't even been, you know, it hadn't been on the air yet, maybe, but one episode.
Wow.
And it was really fun because as I auditioned for it, they said, this is it. They stopped and said, you are it. We're not going to look any further.
Wow.
This is the
That's
voice.
A high compliment.
I know. Tell me. It was just so sweet. They said we were looking for something kind of warm and friendly and, you know, feel like you're talking to a friend. And I thought, oh, this is just amazing. And I think, you know, God really had it all planned out and timed it just right. And when they heard me, they felt that that was the voice that they wanted for their hostess of the show. So I'm so grateful, you know, 28 years later.
Yeah. And you're,
hi, this is Chris.
You are one of the few voices. I mean, there's a handful of you, but has been consistently on the show for those 28 years. So you really have been intimately involved for that amount of time.
Yeah. Those people become my family. It's funny because the people that listened to it as kids grew up and had their kids, and now their kids are listening to it. And just like you're going to introduce the show to your little girl, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she's heard it already. She is very aware that Adventures in Odyssey exists. And how about you, Kelsey? How did you get your start in voiceover work?
Well, it did kind of have its start via my mother. But I used to spend quite a bit of time just sitting in the booth while my mom would record, and I'd be, you know, tellering, doing whatever kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, my mom's agent kind of suggested that maybe I audition for a role, and it was for a Rubio's commercial.
Really?
And Mom, more hesitantly than I'm sure she'd like to admit, said yes. And then I auditioned, and her and I actually auditioned together. She was playing the part of my mom. I know, right? It's funny.
How ironic.
But I ended up booking it. My first audition ever, which was super cool and rare.
Wow.
My mom, on the other hand, I guess we weren't believable enough as mother and daughter. So they decided to go with a different mom.
Oh, wow.
That's a goofy story, but that's kind of how I got my start, and I just could not really get enough of it since then.
That's amazing. And you were in the animated film Curious George, right?
I was, yes. That was a super fun project, but that was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was a blast. I was in there with a bunch of kids kind of around my age, and we it was really interesting. That was the first time I kind of got a little starstruck.
I bet.
So I really enjoyed that, but I would say that was probably one of my first more professional jobs, which was really cool. I don't know why, but I got to walk the red carpet, and as like, you know, a young kid, I felt super cool doing that.
Really? So. Did you meet anyone on the red carpet that you really remember?
I got to, I met Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
And I met Will Ferrell there, and Ron Howard. It was pretty exciting because I'm, you know, of course I'm inspired by all these other people too, and their craft and what they do. So it was awesome to get to be part of a project like that where I can, you know, go, wow, cool, you know, I'm doing something with real celebrities.
Wow, that's incredible! What a great first professional experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Really kind of lit the fire under me, you know?
Yeah. Did you also have done video games, right, Kelsey?
I did, yes. Video game world is also very different and exciting, too.
I bet.
The last video game I just did was Batman Arkham Origins.
Okay.
Which was awesome, because I've always kind of been like a secret Batman fan. So the fact that I got to play Barbara Gordon was really cool, because that was, I mean, she ends up becoming Batgirl, who is like, you know, the baddest chick ever.
Right.
So I was really stoked to get to be a part of that. And it, as the project kind of rolled on and we started recording, we had to do some ADR. So it was really interesting to get to look up on this massive screen in the booth and see what my character was looking like as I was matching my voice to her mouth. So
what is ADR, Kelsey? For those who don't,
in and of itself.
For those who don't know what ADR is, what exactly is that process?
Well, basically, so I'm in the booth. I've got my headphones on and whatnot. And the way they had it was there was kind of a big screen up on the wall, And at that point, they had already started doing some of the animation for the characters. So I would watch the character on the screen from what they had already created, and then they would give me, you know, like a 3-beep test in my earphones. And after those 3 beeps were up, I would start, you know, saying my lines and mimicking the way her mouth was moving.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so then they line up your voice with the character's voice.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow, that's quite a process.
Which was so cool, because, I mean, I felt like I was giving life to this, you know, this thing on a screen. And it was pretty exciting.
Wow. And then, recently, which I'm thrilled to talk about, you got a role in our most recent drama.
Yay!
With Lee in Virginia. Tell us about that. How did you audition for it, and when did you find out you got the part, and what was the recording experience like?
Okay, so my mom and I, we actually just finished listening to it. We went on a little road trip, and we were like, hey, we should pop in with Lee in Virginia. And we were literally sitting there in the car. I mean, we kind of had an idea of what was going to happen because we recorded and everything.
Right.
But we were sitting on the edge of our seat the whole time. We were like, oh, my gosh, listen to what's happening with Lee. And it was so fun. My mom originally booked her part on the series. And then, you know, she suggested to me, she said, hey, you know, like, I just auditioned for this. I booked it. It's going to be a really cool project. You should maybe think about auditioning for it, too. And I read the character, and she is just so stinking funky.
She really is.
I got a little bit of spunk in me too, and I'm kind of zany sometimes. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I can make this character kind of funny, you know, because she starts off very abrasive and
yes, just a smidgen.
she kind of starts off with a kick, really. But I loved kind of bringing light to her. She really goes through quite an interesting transition throughout the series, too, because, you know, she starts off as that, you know, she's quizzing him as he comes in through the door.
With a shotgun.
Soften over a period of time, which I thought was just really sweet, and it just kind of shows that she's this real character. She's genuine. She's got a heart. She's deep. She's got different layers, you know?
Right.
And that's why I really felt inspired to like be a part, you know, I really wanted to be a part of this, because it's not, you know, it's not just a one-dimensional commercial where it's kind of, you know, like, you know, young teen or, you know,
right,
early mid-20s with a raspy sound, you know, there's some color to it. And as an actress, I felt like that grew me a little bit in a sense, kind of, you know, me getting to practice with a role like that.
Right. And being in the studio, observing this, you really did pull this role off very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell there is a lot of Lucy in you and a lot of you and Lucy. And so it worked out perfect. You just nailed her personality. Great job on that. Also, first of all, Kelsey, just know that your mom is one of your biggest fans, because she contacted us after, again, like you said, she got the role as Mary Lee, the wife of Robert E. Lee, an amazing role. And she contacted us and said, I think my daughter would be a great person to audition for this. And you did. And we loved you. And we picked you. And so I just think this is such a cool story in so many ways. Your mom is your advocate, pushed for you. And you got this great role. Both of you got these incredible roles. And you both were a joy to work with. So, Chris, what was it like playing the role of Robert E. Lee's wife, Mary Lee?
Mary Lee. Mary Lee was a very important part. I wanted to make sure that I had the right sound to her, because I knew she was a very important part of his life. So, and I knew she was part of being the steady rock that supported Robert E. Lee. So I went and listened to some voices of that era and kind of, you know, studied the way they spoke. I was really, really into the part. I was ready to go by the time they asked me. You know, I just went right into that character.
Well, you did a phenomenal job, and we were thrilled, again, to have you part of this incredible project. And what do you think, personally, people can learn or appreciate most about with Lee in Virginia? Or what did you take away from the story itself after acting in it, as well as just listening to it through?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, if you enjoy history, you're going to enjoy this from that standpoint. But I think it also shows that there are many lives that were involved, and they had beliefs, and they had their own story that went with it. And I think I personally felt like I was very impressed to see how Robert E. Lee really felt about having, you know, God to lead him in all his decisions. And there was characters and people that really had a very spiritual side to them. That was very surprising to me. The story takes a different turn, you know, when you know it's not just, you know, it was much deeper.
Right.
I just found it to be a very deeper story than I expected.
Yeah, and it is interesting to think of it that way, not just dividing North versus South, but that
right.
The North and the South were people, and that each individual person had a story that is worthy of telling. And this is just one of many stories, I'm sure, of the difficulty of fighting your own country. And I think this drama did a great job of capturing that conflict in many people, including
very much
Robert E. Lee. And then one last question for you, Chris. I know there's tons of our listeners just have really appreciated your work and are probably interested to know, I know I was one of these, about voiceover work, and if you had any advice, if someone wanted to pursue voice acting, is there anything that you'd say, well, this would be a good place to start or something like that that would be helpful to those people?
Well, that's a great question, and it's like, you know, I wish there was some magic formula or something you can follow, but I think probably one of the biggest things I realized over all these years of being involved in voiceover, I think really it is all about acting. People think it's just doing voices and, you know, doing funny voices or you know, coming up with a voice to fit a character, but, you know, the parts that you're going to face if you pursue it is the acting that makes or breaks it. So I think if there's anything you can do to enhance that part of your, you know, your life, if you can find yourself a good acting class or a really good workshop to learn your craft, to learn how to read commercials, read the copy, to interpret copy. I mean, to this day, I still am involved in workshops and classes and things, and always trying to improve, always trying to learn new things, because there are trends that happen in this business, and there's a certain sound that's current as opposed to something else that isn't. And I just think if you could enhance that acting part of your repertoire and also, you know, get involved in a good workshop and learn your craft. Like a carpenter that would go to work, he wouldn't go to work without his tools.
Right.
You got to go and get your tools.
Right.
You know?
That's great advice, Chris. And I like what you said right at the end, that you're still learning. And that's an important lesson, that really we should never lose our desire to learn new things, to learn new crafts, and to not think we've arrived. You know, there's always something
exactly.
to learn. So that's great
and
advice.
Pray a lot, because you know what? You're going to face a lot of adversity and rejection. And if you're not grounded and know who you are and what you believe, you're going to be tossed around a lot, and there's going to be things coming your way that you're going to say, wow, that looks really good, but it might not necessarily be the best thing for you. So if those doors open up, that's good, but you're going to have to be a good judge of, you know, what's a good direction to go. I'm offered a lot of really, there are parts that I don't think are very healthy and very good for my life, my career, and it's, you know, there's the big money sign, but I have to put my head on my pillow at night and think, did I really do what's honorable and had integrity to it? And can I sleep knowing that I did something that, you know, is good for people as opposed to something that's not?
Right.
So know who you are, and it's good to have a good grounding and a spiritual belief to lead you.
Amen. Thank you again, Chris, for your advice, for your work with us. We really hope to work with you again.
I hope so, too. You guys were, can I just say, an incredible group of people. Hmm. I mean, every one of you had such a quality of heart, and it's just, it was a fun project. Everybody laughed, and we enjoyed it, and we took it serious, and it was like a little family starting to form. And if Kelsey and I can be a part of the next project, that would be just happy. We'd be as happy as can be.
Aw, well, thank you. It's mutual, and we loved working with you. Just so our audience knows, you can go to withleeandvirginia.com, and both Chris Yay. And Kelsey will have video testimonials up on that site. Telling you what exactly they appreciated about it, what they liked about it. Pretty cool to see. So again, that's on our website at withleeinvirginia.com. And then Kelsey, I also wanted to ask you the same question I just asked your mom. With Lee in Virginia, what do you think people can take away from listening to this drama, or what is something that you took away just from listening through it?
Well, I've always kind of been, I've really enjoyed it. History growing up, I just find it fascinating because, like my mom said, I feel like each one of these characters really kind of had their own voice, and being a part of such a talented cast of actors who really were able to color their characters and kind of tug on your heartstrings a little bit. Hmm. I thought that was something that really kind of it's not you don't get that with most other projects. There was a real sense of genuineness and quality with this project, and I'm so proud to have my name be a part of this, because I mean, being in the booth with these people was just it was honestly mind-blowing to watch these people work, and each one of the characters was just beautifully written. So I'm stoked to even be talking about it.
Well, and you got to work with your mom, which this is
everybody.
This is the first time Kelsey and Chris did a project together. So we were just,
and that is so stinking rare too.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, there's the voiceover world is such a tough business to mm-hmm. be in sometimes, because the competition is just incredibly fierce, and everybody has their own. You know, their own thing that they bring to the table. But, you know, the fact that my mom and I were both actors ourselves, but we were able to kind of blend that and spend some cool quality mom and daughter time in the booth together, which was just irreplaceable. And I'm so grateful for that.
And it was fun to watch. You can tell you and your mom have a great relationship, great chemistry.
We always have fun. We're a goofy bunch.
Yeah, you are a quirky pair, but you are a lot of fun to be around. And we were absolutely, again, honored and thrilled to have you both in the studio. And I know our audience, we've already gotten reviews in talking about how much they enjoyed with Lee and Virginia and both of your roles in that. So this interview is perfect. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed chatting with Chris and Kelsey. And thank you both very much for your time. And again,
thanks for having us.
Yes. And we will hopefully be in touch again soon. Thank you again for being on the show. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening to Live the Adventure Radio. Today's conversation with Chris and Kelsey and their first project working together on a voiceover project, our drama with Lee in Virginia. If you haven't heard it, be sure to go to withleeinvirginia.com. That's withleeinvirginia.com and get your copy today. And if you have listened to it, please help us spread the word, share Heirloom Audio and our audio adventures with all your families and friends. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening to Live the Adventure Radio. We'll talk to you soon.